That brings us to item 14, failure to report.
We originally had four cases to bring before you. One of the gentlemen in law enforcement could not locate him, Billy N. Pate, so we're going to serve him for the May Commission meeting.
Okay.
And Mr. Forrest had a medical emergency. He was in the emergency room this morning, so he was not going to be able to be here.
Is that Mr. John Forrest?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it John Forrest or Joseph Forrest?
It's Joseph K. Forrest.
That's not our, that's not your John Forrest.
That's why, it's because I'm trying to get that hearing set.
Yeah, not the same.
Okay, the first case, the two persons that we still have here, and you can still hear Mr. Forrest's case if you want to, at the discretion of the commission, but the other two harvesters are here today.
Okay.
They're here for, of course, non-compliance.
You want to take them one at a time?
Yes, sir.
Cornelius Drew. Mr. Drew? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cornelius Drew is here before you because he was missing several of his harvest reports. Since then, he has resolved all of his months that he had failed to report. He resolved everything. He got all his harvest in. After, of course, once he was served, he got two notifications by postcard, a third certified letter, and, of course, the last is the summons to appear before the commission.
And what's the staff's recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 2 years probation.
Mr. Drew, why does it take you so long to get your reports in?
Well, usually I turn my reports in on a different basis. I may be behind a month or two. But this time, they sent me a card. The card may have came, but I got a certified letter in the mail one day. No, not me, by the mailman. And I said, of course, I turned my reports in. So, maybe a day later, Lori called. I called Lori back. She said, we don't have any reports from the previous year. So I sent you my reports. I said, I may be behind a month or two, but I always spend another year. So I said, well, I'll go back and get the copies and send you the copies. So I went back and looked at my reports. I couldn't find them. And I looked on my file cabinet one day, there was my report. I had dropped the ball. I thought I took the mail. I thought they were wrong, and I was right. But I was wrong, they were right. So then I called Lori back, so I had my reports. She referred me to Iverson. I said, so we need to get your reports in today. And I said, I can't. I'm in Richmond. It's maybe 2 o'clock. And she said, can you bring them the next morning? So I brought them the next morning. And that same morning is when they issued the service letter. That's why I was never been behind a year. That's what happened.
Do you want to say anything else to us on this?
I was wrong. I think I was wrong.
You understand how important these reports are to us.
Yeah, that's how you monitor the crab population.
Any questions from the commission members?
Ms. Iverson, was she cooperative with you?
Very much. Yes, sir.
What's the pleasure of the commission on this one? Staff?
Take that recommendation.
Staff recommendation for 2-year probationary period. Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Mr. Beck. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation. Make sure you get those reports in.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. That's it.
The next case is Mr. Mitchell Kellum.
Mitchell Kellum. Wait a minute. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so up you got it.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record.
Mitchell Glenn Kellum.
Thank you.
Anything. Mr. Kellum was issued two notifications, then a certified letter, and finally he was summoned to appear before the commission. He had a problem getting some of his harvest reports in. He did bring with him today September through December. However, the reports that are due for March through August, he was on someone else's vessel, and he had prepared letters for them to sign that they did not put his MRCID on their report. He was not able to get up with those gentlemen, so currently right now he is still not resolved for March through August of 2012.
Mr. Kellum, what do you have to say?
I've been back to one of the past 9 years. I've been working for other people because I had different boats and really been on other people's reports. This past summer, I spent most of my summer with one man, and we finished all his gear. I was just stepping. I've always managed to keep some working days, so I'm showing that I'm working on boats in this bay. Catching crabs, spinach, eels. Unfortunately, he can't be here today to find it. He's got crab pots washed up on Buffalo Beach from the weather the past 2 days. I do feel confident that I can have these 4 months' worth of reports taken care of and put on his within the next few days. I could have had it done today, but that was really just a mix-up. As for April and March and April, I work for a couple other people. A few days here, a few days there. That's not even my primary thing that time of year. But I think I can get them to sign too. If not, I'm more than willing to send in the cars with no activity. We're talking about probably no more than 4 days of commercial fishing in the month of March and April.
When you got the first postcard, what did you do?
I got on it. That's when I got in touch with James. I didn't understand why that wasn't present. And the couple of months that I sent in for my own that I brought her today, that was another, I thought paperwork was done by someone else. It wasn't done. I went back through all the paperwork, and I got all the information is accurate. Well, I know the information is accurate, and me and my wife sat down, and we filled out everything to the best of our knowledge, and I got the vessel numbers that correspond with my report.
And then when you got the second postcard.
The second postcard was a continuation, I thought. They were very close together. Okay. It wasn't that I was ignoring it. By that time, I'd already taken action.
And then you finally got a third notification.
I got a certified letter that I didn't pick up from the post office. I wasn't home, and it says on the green card that it sits there for 14 days, I think. And by the time I got the postcard, I was in Maryland. My sister was sick. And by the time I got the postcard and the 14 days had already passed by the 8-day window that the MRC had sent the certified letter in. So it wasn't there anymore.
You know, we get the impression sometimes that folks get these postcards and they throw them in the trash. Nothing happens.
Well, that's,
you know, and then they get a second one and they ignore that. It literally takes a summons to this board before anything happens.
No, you're right.
It gets very frustrating.
I can understand that. But I showed up here today.
Well, you didn't have any choice. If you didn't show up, we would have taken your license in all likelihood.
You're probably correct. But there is a difference between now and any other time. This is the first time in 9 years that I'm capable, at a financial standpoint in my life, to be able to move forward with commercial fishing for myself. I had to put it on the back burner for my family for the past 9 years. And now I have another family that we work with in the wintertime, Conkin in the Atlantic Ocean, and we work together with our wives. And so I really, for his benefit, I don't want to lose any of my fishing privileges. And I had another title for that.
What's the staff recommendation, Steph?
Staff recommendation is 2 years probation.
Right. Any questions of Mr. Kellum? Motion.
Staff recommendation.
2 years. Motion is for 2 years probation. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Tankard. Any comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation. You understand if you're late on just a single report.
You got it. Yes, sir.
You're right back here. And it won't be as pretty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to take Joseph Forrest.
Tell us his situation.
Mr. Forrest has a medical issue, and he was having difficulty getting here anyway. He did call me and indicated that he had no activity except for 2 months where he allowed someone else to work his gear. He does have crab gear licenses, and he does not have an agent for them. So I'm not sure how exactly he allowed someone else to work his crab gear licenses without having an agent registration. It's unclear as to whether he was actually on a vessel with them or not. He has 2 months that are out of compliance currently. All the rest of the months have been resolved. August and September of 2012 are the 2 months that he is currently out of compliance for.
Normally, when an individual doesn't show, we suspend their license until they do, and then we put them on probation.
Yes, sir.
In this case, he had a medical emergency that prevented.
Yeah, and it's a very serious matter.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know how you all feel, but we could carry this over to next month if you want.
That would be fine.
Is that fair enough?
Mm-hmm. So are we suspending until he appears, or just allowing him to appear at this
point? Put it off until next month.
All right, thank you.
But I would suggest you strongly convey to him he will be better off if he gets those reports in before he appears next month. Okay? And then what are we going to do on Mr. Pate?
Mr. Pate, we have to serve again because the law enforcement officer
wasn't able to serve
him in time for the commission meeting.
So we'll see Mr. Pate and Mr. Forrest next month.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.